Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Tuesday, October 31. Coming up, young people urged to focus on long-term goals. Jamaica to partner with New Zealand on improving land registration process and Health Ministry to increase complement of psychiatric nursing aides. The news in detail after this break.
Are you the next energy champion? Then prove it! Enter the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program's Energy Champion Competition today! To enter, like the Ease Up on Energy Facebook page. Then post a picture or video of yourself saving energy and you could win a smartwatch, tablet or energy saving device. Remember to use the hashtag EnergyChampJA. Competition open to primary, high school and tertiary students and all public sector employees. Brought to you by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica.
Now the news. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is encouraging young people to focus on substance over hype as the country celebrates Youth Month in November. State Minister Floyd Green says the theme is a call to action for all Jamaican youth to examine their lives and identify areas for personal growth. He says young people are being encouraged to not only consider immediate gratification, but to also focus on how actions they take today can impact their future and ensure productive and sustainable livelihoods. Minister Green was speaking at the Youth Month launch at the Serengeti of Hope Zoo St. Andrew last week. Planned activities for Youth Month include a Twitter town hall meeting on November 2, a FIWI Voice Youth Perspective Forum on November 22, and National Youth Council elections on November 26. For more information on Youth Month activities, visit moey.gov.jm. The governments of Jamaica and New Zealand are forging a partnership towards improving the local land registration process. This as part of efforts to improve the ease of doing business in Jamaica. Vice President of Corporate Development and Competitiveness at JAMPRO, Shillet Cox, says the government of Jamaica, through the National Land Agency, is seeking to draw on the technical expertise of New Zealand to make the land registration process more efficient. New Zealand, Ms. Cox says, has consistently been ranked number one in the area of land registration, according to various international doing business rating agencies.
The National Land Agency just did a mission to New Zealand, who has been number one in that area for the past couple of years, to look at their system to see if we can move to an electronic titling system.
Ms. Cox adds that this initiative is one of several currently underway as part of efforts to significantly improve Jamaica's doing business rankings going forward. She was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Olivia Grange says the government is determined to employ all available measures to improve Jamaica's market share in the global entertainment and sporting industries. Speaking at the 37th conference of the United States-based Black Entertainment and Sports Lawyers Association, BESLA, in Montego Bay recently, she said greater use of technology is among the strategies to be employed to help local stakeholders tap into the two industries.
We are determined here in Jamaica to employ all legal, political, economic and creative avenues to improve and enhance our global market share. It is clear to us that our people, including our practitioners, have not taken enough interest in this significant area of industrial enterprise. And there is need for greater use of digital formats for enhanced distribution of our creative products.
Ms. Grange adds that the ministry will continue to organize and facilitate additional workshops in entertainment and sport entrepreneurship to enable practitioners to enhance their knowledge of both sectors. And the Ministry of Health is moving to increase the complement of psychiatric nursing aides as part of efforts to bolster access to community mental health services. The total number of aides currently stands at over 400. Portfolio Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says more nursing aides need to be recruited to further reduce the stigma and poor treatment meted out to the mentally ill across the island, many of whom suffer in silence.
Up to 70% of those who are so challenged don't reveal the issues that affect them. They keep it to themselves because of the fear of stigmatization and just not wanting society to believe or to buy into that stigma where mental illness is classified as some sort of permanent status that should be placed in the outcast category of society rather than to be treated with and dealt with.
Dr. Tufton was speaking at the Psychiatric Nursing Aids Conference in Montego Bay recently. Psychiatric nursing aides are involved in the promotion, treatment, and rehabilitation of psychiatric patients in clinics, homes, and community facilities. They offer care to the mentally challenged and, over the last few years, have assisted in the treatment and care of more than 10,000 patients. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.